Welcome to Love March 88 Revival Report. God is moving mightily by His Spirit to bring revival to our land. Christians are coming together in one accord to march on the city in order to tear down the strongholds and bring glory to God. Church leaders are now gathering together to be one voice and exhort Christians to stand strong together in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Love March 88 Revival Report. We have many exciting things coming up July 30th, and we want to share with you in the next several weeks with a group of ministers and pastors from the Indianapolis area that are going to share their hearts with you to encourage you to come together in one accord and march on the city of Indianapolis to pull down the strongholds and see revival break out in our city. This revival is going to not only hit our city, but it's going to sweep across the nation, and we welcome you to Love March 88 Revival Report. Let me share with you briefly how Love March 88 came about. This past December of 1987, the Lord and I was having a great conversation in prayer, and He began to share with me some things for the upcoming year. He directed me to call our church at New Harvest Church into a 10-day time of prayer and fasting. During this 10 days of prayer and fasting in January of 1988, this past January, I was in a meeting with Pastor Rod Parsley, and during Pastor Parsley's message, the Lord gave me an open vision of a march that would take place in Indianapolis. As I continued in this prayer and fasting, the Lord showed me openly this march and the impact that it would have. I saw Christians gathering together in downtown Indianapolis, and as they gathered together, there was just a spirit of excitement and expectation among the people. Then we began to march down Meridian Street to Monument Circle. And as we marched down, I noticed that there were trumpet players in front of all the Christians that were marching. The trumpet players then went down on the circle, went up around the monument, positioned themselves on the monument with all the Christians gathering around. There was then a period of silence that at that time I didn't understand what it was, but I do now, and we'll share that with you. But there was this silent period. After this period of silence, I began to hear the trumpets blowing. I even heard the exact notes that they were blowing. When all the people heard the sound of the trumpets blowing away, they began to shout the praises of God. And at that very moment, I saw like an explosion, just a burst took place in the spirit realm, and great strongholds and principalities over our city were pulled down, tore down, and a great revival began to break out. And it began to sweep across the nation, and many people began to hear about this revival in Indianapolis, and it became known as the Great Indianapolis Revival. And many people were coming here to get involved in this great revival fire. And we're going to share more about that with a group of men that love God, love Jesus. They're here to share with you today about Love March 88. Gentlemen, welcome to Love March 88, the Revival Report. We are going to discuss in the next few weeks different themes about Love March 88 that God had outlined to me. And today we're going to be talking about coming together in one accord. There was a twofold purpose that the Lord gave me concerning Love March 88. The first purpose was the Christians coming together in one accord, not being concerned about what they agree or disagree on, but just coming together in one accord, bringing it back to the cross, bringing it back to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the second part of Love March 88, the second purpose, was to see revival come about. So let's get into this. What is coming together in one accord? What do we see in the Bible from Scripture about coming together in one accord? Brother Lynn, you've studied revivals and many things. What's your thoughts on coming together in one accord?
It was a solemn move of the Lord that did it. And that's exciting because I don't have to worry about whether I can make it happen or not. So each time you see in the Scripture where it talks about people doing things or coming together or feeling of one accord or whatever of one accord, it was a move of God. So that's exciting.
Amen. Amen. Are we trying to get in Love March 88, I mean, we're here. This is a historical thing today because we have Presbyterians, we have Lutherans, we have Assembly of God, Church of God, Independents, different people represented here, different walks. I think the very fact that we've come together here to do these programs, and many of you served on the committee for Love March 88, I think that alone is a statement that we desire revival in our city. We've been working for it, Jerry.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. And true revival is when the emphasis is on Jesus Christ, when the focus is on Him and on the move of God. Amen. And that's what's exciting to me. I believe the revival has already begun. The sparks and embers of it are already at work. And we're going to see the bursting forth of the flame. Brother Tom Elliott this past year came to me and had a proclamation calling Indianapolis the city of fire. And he didn't know it, but the Lord had me prophesy that in our church back in, I think, about 82, that God called Indianapolis the city of fire. And there's a map in the Bible, in one of the Bibles that I have, that shows the city of Jerusalem. And if you tilt it a certain way and look at it, it's almost like the city of Indianapolis with the interstate loop around it and the roads that come in, the major interstates that come into the city. And the Spirit of God was saying to me that it's the city of fire. He calls it the city of fire. And I believe we're going to see that fire bursting forth. And I believe this is like when the billows begin to hit the embers, you know, then it goes whoosh. And I believe that's what's happening. We're coming together because it's Jesus. The focus is on Jesus, not on a person, not on an individual here, not a natural person, but on the man Jesus Christ.
And that's the way it has to be. Mm-hmm. Brother Paul?
Brother Jay, any time real revival has ever come about, it has not seen denominational barriers. An interesting thing also about revival, oftentimes it starts with the young. If revival starts most of the time with the older people, it will stay there, and they will only move among the older. But if it starts with young, with the youth, then it spreads to the adults, and then you have real revival. I'm looking for this to open forth in such a dimension that denominations, Lutherans, Presbyterians, won't be looking each other as denominations, but we will be looking together as we are here. And so often we have the idea that when we come together with one accord, I have to drop everything I believe to be able to agree with my brother. I don't have to drop anything, but it is in the Spirit of God, in the spirit of unity of purpose, and that is to bring Jesus to this world and the world to Jesus. And that cannot be a denominational thing. It has to be the Spirit of God.
When we see in the book of Acts people coming together in one accord, there wasn't any names over the front door walked into. They come together in one accord, and then that's when God poured out His Spirit and moved mightily, and whole cities were saved at that time. Amen. Brother Doug Barnes, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jay. I just returned from China and from seeing the tremendous movement of God's Holy Spirit in China and seeing the revival that's taking place there. And the individuals just seeking to have Jesus Christ in their hearts and the fire burning. And I sense that same kind of thing is going to happen as it's happening in third world countries all over the world, not just China, but other places too in Indianapolis. And I'm looking forward to seeing God at work here in our midst.
Amen. I have talked with other people as well that are not here today, couldn't be here for whatever reasons. And they are excited about the fact that they have been sensing a revival stirring, a revival coming. And what, Brother Paul, what you said among our youth on a recent program on Trinity Broadcasting Network had a program on, and they were talking about the fact that they believe the revival that's sweeping the country and is building will touch our youth. And if there's ever a place that our youth need touch, touch, it's right now.
That's right.
The pressures they face. And to hear some of them talk and tell you what's going on in the schools, and to see 11 and 12-year-olds carrying beepers with them to sell drugs is alarming. It's scary is what it is. And we need not denomination or non-denomination. We need Jesus.
Amen.
We need to exalt Jesus.
Amen.
And that's
right.
Where it's going to have to
that's
be.
Right.
When we lift Jesus up on the circle, you know, and we lift Him up, not our denominations, not our church, not my ministry or your ministry, but just lift Jesus up, I believe we're going to see that sweeping revival take place and hit our youth the way we hear it is in China and the third world nations.
Right.
I believe that with all my heart.
Well, one of the things that really excites me about it is that if you look back at past revivals, most of the time, like you said, it was adults and youth weren't involved, and the revival died after a short period of time. The wave crashed on the beach, so to speak.
Yes.
And you see, if we're going to continue, then the things we as adults have received from the Lord and are walking in and living and experiencing in the blessings and promises of God, if we don't pass that on to our children, to the youth, we lose the inheritance. We've got to pass it on so that it can stay alive. And I see the youth rising up. This move of God is including the youth.
Amen.
And that's different
Amen.
Than all previous revivals.
That's the reason why I believe so strongly that when this revival takes place, the Lord put it in my heart that right now the average churches in Indianapolis are around 50 to 60, 70 people. And that's, you know, there's a bunch of them in that category. And the Lord put it in my heart that it's going to become very common in just a matter of a couple of years to have a church of 600-700 people in Indianapolis. It'll be very common. Now, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And it won't be because of backslidden Christians just coming back to the Lord. That's a result of mass evangelism.
Amen.
Now, that excites me.
Yes.
That fires me up. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Tom, you
yes.
Had something.
Yes, sir. As Brother Jerry Landry was talking about the city of fire, there was an evangelist that had got a call from England, and the man had a vision and was sharing it with this evangelist that he had called, and said that he saw a map of the United States, and he saw in about where Indianapolis, Indiana is, he saw a fire begin there, and it spread out throughout the whole United States. It just burned it. And he had gotten the interpretation to that and said that that is going to be the beginning of the pouring out of the last end time revival on the whole United States.
Amen.
So I think we're on the brink of something here. Amen. And I just feel it. We feel it out on the streets in our city. And there's such an excitement going on right now, an anticipation that God is moving in a special way in our city. And you know, there's been a heaviness, and let me say that there's been a heaviness over our city for some time. And a matter of fact, Kenneth Copeland was here several years ago and had mentioned it, and he said that he couldn't do anything. It was like Jesus, you know, where the unbelievers was, the doubt was so strong that he couldn't do anything. And that's what's been sitting over our city so long. And I'm excited that this is bringing people together regardless of denominationalism or titles, and pulling them together in unity, in one mind and one accord, you know, like it talks about over in Acts, to where we can come together and see a great move of God, not that something that we hear about happening over in England or Africa with this group or that group, but right here in our own city, and that excites me.
We want to experience it.
Amen.
We don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about it. I want to be in the middle of it.
Amen.
I feel like we're in Indianapolis right now. This group and many other ministers and churches that are coming together to work in Love March and come together. We're coming together in one accord to see just that. We want to be the front runners. I believe Indianapolis is the front runner right now of what God's getting ready to do across this nation. I believe that.
Amen.
I really do. Brother Kevin Ferguson.
Amen. That word accord is so important. I remember reading in a book by John G. Lake where he made a quote where he was here in Indianapolis 6 months before he went to Africa. And he said, unless the men of God, those who are in spiritual leadership, come together in one accord, that they would never see revival in this city. And I believe as men of God together, coming together in one accord, we'll see great things happen. The scriptures tell us that one will take a thousand flight, two will take 10,000 flight.
Amen.
As we come
Amen.
Together in unity and love and accord and a spirit of a bond together in one spirit, one accord, we'll see great mighty things happen.
Amen. Because what it has, you have different people. They have the glory of God and the power of God. And then the important thing is to realize the gifts that each person has in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
The pastors, the evangelists, the Christians in the churches, they all have different gifts. And when all these gifts come together and begin to function as a body, the glory and the power of God is released the way it's supposed to be as a body functioning.
Amen.
You know, whenever you got up this morning and you went about your business, you were functioning as an entire body. You know, if you didn't have an arm or whatever, you just tied the arm behind your back and kept it in bondage. That arm can't work. It could throw off your balance. And if you kept your arm tied up for about 6 months and then said, okay, now be free, it's going to dangle with you. It's not going to operate right. And you have to retrain it to operate. And we got some people that are being retrained to operate in their gifts of the Spirit, and they can move out and do what God wants them to do. But we're coming together in one accord so that we can all function together as a body. And when the body comes together as a whole to function, you've got a source of power and glory where God's going to work through. One of the things the Lord recently put in my heart was that God doesn't want our ability, He wants our availability.
Amen.
That's what He's after. Amen. And when we come together in one accord, we're saying, Lord, we're available. We're available to flow Amen. With You and what right. You want to do. Amen. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We have a unity that we're talking about, and we've said it has to be based on Jesus.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's the thing we all have in common, is Jesus. And when we do that, in Ephesians chapter 2, 14, it says, for He Himself, speaking of Jesus, is our peace. He has made the two one and destroyed the barrier dividing the wall of hostility. And inside the church, there's been all kinds of barriers and walls, and there's even been hostility. between ministries and between churches. And it's only when we can come together on Jesus and say, He's going to be the peace between us. We're not going to work out our differences, but we can work out our commonness on Jesus as the peacemaker, and He can bring peace to us and peace to this city. And when peace comes, then the revival can flow and the Holy Spirit will go unhindered, and we'll see that unity coming through Jesus as the central focus is what's going to make these things happen in one accord.
Amen.
You know, Brother Jay, that's the thought that was on my mind. When we go out every day to feed on the streets, the fellas don't care what church you're from. That doesn't mean anything to them. But when you can talk to them about Jesus,
right.
And the thing that excites me, you know, when you come into one accord, you have to have a common denominator. And we can all, for once, throw down certain little trivial things that we have. Like the brother said a while ago, we don't have to forget them, but we can come together and say, hey, the common denominator for this thing in Indianapolis and for the state of Indiana, for our nation, is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We can agree
right.
on one thing.
That's
He
right.
is the Savior of mankind, and that's
Amen.
What excites me.
Yes.
That's what coming to one accord means to me, is, hey, we're all going to agree that Jesus, He's the Savior. He's the Messiah. And when you preach that to the men on the streets, man, they eat that up. You know, that's their food, and it doesn't matter what's over your door. It's Jesus in your heart.
I've been out on the streets with you to talk to those same people, and they don't care what denomination I'm from. They don't care if I'm a pastor. Matter of fact, I hid it from them that I was a pastor, and I had one guy that got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and just is really just moving forward right off the streets, and you fellas know him. And he told me, he said, you know, I wouldn't have talked to you the way I did if I'd known you were a pastor, you know. And that was, I went out there in old blue jeans and old T-shirt and my tennis shoes. And, you know, I didn't have my tie on and my suit. I went out there to just minister to them down on the street where they're at. You can't come in from up here. You got to come in from down there and then bring them up to where you know you're sitting. And we went out there and he told me that. He said, I'd have never talked to you. Of course, he found out I used to be a drug dealer, an alcoholic, and before I was a drug dealer, I was a minister, a youth minister in a church and got backslid, and I shared my testimony with him. And then he found out I was a pastor the next morning when another fellow was bringing him to the church. He said, well, we're going to go over to Brother Jay's church. And he said, Brother Jay's? And he said, yeah. He said, that's the guy that talked to you yesterday and prayed with you. And he, you mean we're going, he was a pastor? And it really surprised him. But see, we put down the name over the door. And we exalt the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That means He's in control. He's in authority. We just let Him do it. And we just flow with Him.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And over in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And you see, that's when the power and presence of God was made manifest, was when they all came together. And that's what's going to be happening when we get together down on the at the memorial, war memorial, and then at the circle. And over in Philippians chapter 2, it says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And that's what we're going to be doing, is gathering Amen. Together in love, Amen. One accord, one mind, letting the mind of Christ, same mind that He had, be in us. We're going to be there to celebrate Jesus. And I'm excited about
Amen.
It.
We were baptized into one body, and one body, we're going to march on this city.
That's right.
We're going to take the city, folks.
Amen.
My wife the other day told her boss about this. She told him that she needed some time off because her husband was so busy with this Love March 88 stuff that she's going to have to take off some time from work. And so she did, and he said, well, what is this Love March? And she said, well, she said, I'll tell you what it is. She said, all the Christians are going to get together, march on Indianapolis to take the city for the kingdom of God. And he just stood there for a moment, and he went, I think that sounds pretty good. And he doesn't know the Lord, you know. And so I'm telling you, even when we talk with the lost people, whoever it is, these people are open, they're receptive. You know, I'm finding out sinners are hungry, and Amen. Sinners are thirsty. There's people out there that are lost that are waiting for the church to come together Amen. And be that glorious That's church right. that Jesus is really coming for. Yes. Brother Lynn?
Yes, there in the Scripture, you remember, it talks about when people see that we love one another, they'll know who we belong to and we'll mark accordingly. We've been talking about a real principle of the kingdom of God. It's the principle of agreement. Simply stated, it says the place of agreement is the place of power.
Yes.
There's Amen. No power in disagreement whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Nothing but discord and ruin.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. I'll tell you what, brothers, it's exciting times for us right now, and we need to continue to pray. We're going to continue these programs. We're going to continue to reach out. And I just ask you right now,
to go with Jerry Landry as he shares something very important.
Hello, praise God. I'll tell you, we're excited about the Love March. We want you to get excited about it too. And you can be involved. You can help us put on this Love March. We need your help. We have available for you t-shirts, special t-shirts made up for the Love March 88. And here's a good shot of it. Wouldn't you look good wearing that? Praise God. We want you to have your own shirt and your entire family, in fact. If you'd write to us at the Love March 88, care of the Metro Church, 5815 East 42nd Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46226. If you'd write to us and send a donation of $10 or more for each shirt you desire, we'd be glad to send you that shirt free. Need to designate the right size, let us know which one you need. But we want you to get a t-shirt so that you can wear it when you come down and join with us when we're together in one accord in downtown Indianapolis for Love March 88.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. We are excited about Love March 88, and this program today is the first of many programs that you'll be seeing, and we hope that you will prepare now to join with us on July 30th. The pastors that have been in the program and other pastors and ministers in the Indianapolis area that are involved in Love March 88 already have made a covenant together to pray and fast one day a week. And I want to ask you to join with all of the different pastors of all the different denominations, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Pentecostals, the Charismatics, that have joined themselves together one day a week. I want to ask you to also take one day a week and begin to pray and fast over Love March 88 and this great event for July 30th. God's moving here mightily by His Spirit. He's drawing us together in one accord. And I want to take this time to go over the point of today's program. Is that Love March 88 isn't a particular denomination. It's not a particular just little group of people. It's the Christian community in Indianapolis and all of central Indiana, all over Indiana, other states. We have people coming in from other states to help us march on our city, to take it to the city for the kingdom of God. And I want to encourage you to begin to pray and fast now for a spirit of unity, for people to come together in one accord and be a part of this. Now, we're excited because of not just the march, but leading up to the march, we're having some very special meetings. At the Word of Life Metro Church on East 42nd Street on July 27th, we will be having a pre-Love March rally. This rally will have Ken and Bill Henderson, Teresa Mendenhall, all of the Love March pastors that are right now involved, and maybe more. Some different churches will be getting together, and we're going to be meeting there at 7 p.m. to just begin to pray and to celebrate what God is doing in the city of Indianapolis. Then on Thursday night and Friday night, we will be at the Convention Center in a total meeting totally separate from Love March 88, but Jen and Paul Crouch just happened to be coming to town on Thursday and Friday night with R.W. Shambach. Meadowlark Lemon is going to be there. Rosie Greer is going to be there. Other speakers will be there. And we're going to get together with them. They have invited us to come and share with their meeting about Love March 88, and they're excited about it. They're planning on marching with us. So we invite you to go to the Convention Center on July 28th and 29th and be a part of the revival meeting there with Brother Crouch and with all of the Love March 88 pastors and churches. And let's have a great time at the Convention Center on those two nights as well. And then we'll be meeting at 10:30 a.m. on July 30th at the World War Memorial to march on the city at 12 noon. So plan now to join us. Here's Teresa Mendenhall to sing We Are One. We'll be right back.
Marching on.